back to the EAA Welcome Center tent on Celebration Way for more EAA Radio Live.
Welcome back to the Welcome Center on Celebration Way. We are just west of Fifi's Nose, where the other day I happened to be walking across ConocoPhillips Plaza, and I looked up into that nose, and I saw Aaron Tippin waving back at me. This gentleman, as Steve Brown said, is the hardest working man in country music. You've been on a local radio station here, The Wolf, 99.5, for every morning. Robin so you Louise. Get up bright and early with Robin Louise. But you guys did the show from inside the cockpit the other day.
We sure did, man. What cool that was. And we have fun doing that. Those guys had never been anything. They'd never been in anything like that. And it was just so neat, man. They went, oh, wow, look at this thing. So it was cool. I said, you guys are going to get a shocker. And thanks to Steve arranging that for us and you guys arranging that for us. That was really cool. And, boy, did we have a good time. Those guys stayed with me last night, and we kind of had a farewell supper together, which they'll be at the show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be at the show, and but we just had such a great time with them, and I think they probably had the best 5 days in their radio career, just us having a ball out here. So they love it. They're airplane crazy too, and man, Rob Louise, you guys that live around here locally, they are a cool morning show team, and they're so funny.
Yeah, and we'll look forward to having them on stage again with you tonight to help with some of the introductions. Where was somebody fun like you when I was working in radio, boy? All I got to do was, you know, remote broadcasts from appliance dealerships and demolition derbies. So it was not the same sort of thing.
That's what Rob says. I can't believe it. People pay me to do this. They're just a fun couple of guys and gals, and boy, they're just a blast to be around.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about your aviation career. You mentioned that you were on track to become a professional aviator when you were younger. You kind of took that little side detour to go into country music, which, of course, has allowed you to have some opportunities to fly some pretty cool airplanes, and you have some nice airplanes in your stable as well, right?
I'm pretty proud of my little stable. I've got a SNJ-4, 1943. I've got a Stearman, 1941. I've got a J-3 Cub, 1946, and a Helio Courier, 1959. So I'm all into the warbirds and the antiques, man. That's Aaron Tippin territory.
So when you show up at Oshkosh, is there an area you gravitate to more than others?
Well, I usually hang out down at Warbirds because most of my buddies park their campers down there, and we all, you know how it is. When you're at Oshkosh, you just pile up wherever you find a place to sleep. So that's kind of how we do that. And so I hang out down there, but I always go down to Vintage because, you know, I love those guys and what they do and what's going on with them. And boy, it's the ultralight guys. I love going down there. I love it. I told somebody, boy, if I get me a good glass of wine and sit at the end of the runway and just watch those guys land in the evening, that is so cool. You know, so I don't know if I could pick one over the other because it's plain fun. And seeing all the new airplanes, you know, the latest and greatest, and going over to the hangars, you know, A, B, C, and D, and just walk through there and see the new great gadgets in aviation, it's fun.
So are you a gadget guy?
I am a gadget guy. They get me every time, buddy. Something new, bell and whistle. Oh, I got to have that. Thea has to cut my credit card up. It's been way too much here every year.
So what have you bought so far this year from the exhibit buildings? Or wait.
Don't answer that question.
Your wife is here, so maybe
she's... Right. Shh. Let's keep it. I bought her... What am I saying? I bought earrings and a necklace. Okay.
Very nice.
For her.
And for you?
You know, actually, I got my parachutes repacked.
He sent Uncle Billy to go get his parachutes repacked.
That's right. Uncle Billy's getting my parachutes repacked. That's going to be my gift for Oshkosh.
Okay.
But they'll be good ones if I have to use them.
True. Very true. Very true. So you've been to this show, you've been to other shows or, you know, around the country. How does this compare to things you've seen?
This is the biggest one in the world. I mean, that's all there is to it. I think everybody in aviation knows it's the biggest one in the world. And so we come every year because we want to see what's new. And this is where it comes first. I mean, everybody kind of plans their launch of their product here so that people can see it first. So this is it. This is the granddaddy of all of them.
So as you're looking at all the airplanes on the flight line, is there one, if we had the magic wand and said, Aaron, you can fly any airplane that's here, Which one would it be?
There's a P-40 up that I got my eye on later, and thanks to Steve once again, which is one of the reasons I got a T-6. I get 200 hours in that baby. I'm getting to fly some of the other warbirds. So
Harris, I have a motive for that.
Yes, that I would like to fly. I'd like to jump in that old P-40 and rock down this runway one time, buddy. That would be cool.
Very nice. Steve, the Commemorative Air Force is here. Where are you located? I mean, obviously the B-29 is on the ramp, but you also have a display here as well.
We do. We have several neat attractions. On the corner of ConocoPhillips Plaza, next to the ConocoPhillips tent, is our tent, the Commemorative Air Force Hangar 57. And then just to the west of that is one of only three flying Japanese Zeros on display. And west of that is our red-tailed squadron P-51. And then brand new, which we literally came out of the manufacturer and drove here and put on display, is something that's going to really lead a big education effort of ours, which is the Red Tail Squadron traveling exhibit. And what it does, it's a 180-degree theater, and I encourage all of you here and everybody listening to go over to that side of the square and see that it's a 180-degree theater. It's air-conditioned, a big plus. And you can go in, and we produced a proprietary independent movie that uses the lessons of the Tuskegee Airmen to inspire people to rise above their circumstances. They had to overcome, as you know, Steve, discrimination to fight for their country. And so we have put this trailer together to use the lessons of the Tuskegee Airmen to tell young people and everybody, hey, look, if these guys could overcome the tremendous obstacles that they had to overcome and discrimination just to fight for our country, then you can rise above your circumstances and do that. And we had a really exciting meeting yesterday, which I think I can talk about to this. No one will tell anybody here, which is we were at the trailer and we got a chance to meet with George Lucas. Now, if you were at the Ford Flying Theater last night or the Gathering of Eagles, you saw the trailer they did for a movie that George has been working on for 20 years called Red Tails. So he'd heard about our efforts, and we've talked to his producers for a while. He came over personally. We sat inside the trailer and showed him the movie. And he got done with it. He says, we were made for each other. He says, because I'm doing what we're doing in Hollywood to tell a dramatic, you know, Fast and the Furious, is what he said, Fast and the Furious with airplanes about heroes, and you can tell the bigger story and use the educational part of it. So we talked to him for an hour, and I think that we're going to be able to do something to help them, to help us, and spread this message of education. So I encourage everybody to go take a look at it. It's really cool.
Very, very good news. Glad we could bring you all together. I mean, let's think about it. That doesn't happen anywhere except here at Oshkosh.
As you know, Steve, you know, I used to be here with you. I used to work with Steve here at EAA, and there's no place else that we'd rather be. 4 years ago, the Commander of Air Force had a 10-foot booth in Hangar C, which is fine, but now we wanted to show what we can do, and we brought all our heavy iron. We got a lot of good Navy stuff down there, SB2C, SBD, and all this stuff out here, and we have to be here because it's the place to be, Air Venture.
Well, with the Tuskegee Project and everything else that the Commemorative Air Force is doing, I suppose we should have you put in a plug for membership, and you have some merchandise on sale down there as well.
Well, thanks, Steve. Obviously, we want, you know, the cool thing about being a member of the CAF is that everybody, our founders started that everybody joins gets one title. Aaron was a private, but he got promoted to colonel when he joined, and I was a captain, and I got promoted to colonel when I joined. Sometimes, every once in a while, we have a rough patch when a general joins, and he doesn't go for that colonel stuff too much. But you can join the Commemorative Air Force over at our tent, or go to commemorativeairforce.org and join. We've got cool T-shirts. Aaron's modeling one. We've got great warbirds on the back of our T-shirts and really cool stuff. So we'd love for you to stop on by and see it. Because
show my shirt.
Here we go. We have our best model right here.
There you go.
He's got Fifi on there. And today, you know, we're going to be in the Legacy Flight, the great poster that we're blessed enough to be a part of on for Air Venture, right, which has got the SB2C, the only flying SB2C in the world, in the same paint scheme as the F-18. We're going to recreate that today in the air show. We're going to fly that Navy Legacy Flight, so look for those two airplanes flying together to recreate that beautiful shot.
Very cool. Well, we just have a few moments left, and I want to save just enough time so you can play us another song and play us out.
Yeah.
It's a warm-up for tonight.
Get my capo. Hang on.
Yeah, but,
keep talking, guys.
Okay. Aaron Tiffin will be on stage tonight at Theater in the Woods. 6:45 is the start time of the show. So once the main air show ends at 6, we'll give you a little break to go off and grab something to eat and drink and come on down to Theater in the Woods. And we've got some big screens out there, so if you don't get under the canopy, it's going to be a beautiful night anyway. We'll have plenty of room for you, and you'll be able to see and hear. We've got a great sound system there. Lieutenant Dan Band gave it to your... They warmed up for you last night, so we know everything works.
Yeah, it was a great show. Yeah, great American, great patriot.
So, Aaron, any final words before we sign off today?
I hope this stays in tune.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us again, Steve Brown from the Commemorative Air Force and Aaron Tippin. You'll see him tonight live at Theater in the Woods.
My daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone knew him to which side he'd be on. He never was a hero, his bounty shined light, could always find a stand up. What he thought was right. He say you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You got to stand for something or you fall for anything. We might have been better off our own good house. Daddy had done more giving in or a little more backing down. He always had plenty, just living his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with the night. He'd say you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man. Been on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. Well, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. And you've got to stand for something or you'll fall. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise.